said, please forgive me. Because in the best way that I can, I've tried to communicate to you the greatness of God and how big he is and how awesome he is and how much he wants to do in and through you. And I've been fallen short. Because it's big. Am I the only one that's on fire? Wait, my God. Huh? It can't just be the lights. I'm soaking wet right through. If it gets any stronger, I'm going to hear water sloshing in my feet. For too long, people have tried to stay under the radar. God didn't call you to stay under the radar. When a hurricane comes on the scene, it's on the radar. It first starts as a tropical depression. God didn't call you to be a tropical depression. He called you to be a Category 5. Hell is on high alert. Sometimes when we follow people, we'll just do what they've done. But when we follow the Lord, there's no telling what he will do. When we first came to America, December of 1987, the Lord said, find out what everybody's doing and do the opposite of me. He said, find out what everybody in America is doing, do the opposite. And it'll be me. You say, why? Because people copy each other. God, I don't want you copying anybody. Are you with me? God doesn't need copies. He's got originals. He's got originals. Come here, brother. Bring him here. Where are you from? From where? In France. You speak French? Parlez-vous français? What do you do now? You're chef. French cuisine. You win souls. Pie. Vive la France. Isn't it amazing? People started getting nervous that I was going to hire him to be a chef. I just think it's interesting. People are chefs. A lot of people cook, but they're not chefs. Amen. I can cook an egg or an omelet, but I ain't no chef. Pick him up. Let me talk to him. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. What do you know? What do you know about social media? Okay, so if you speak French and you take what God's given you with winning souls and you put it online, on YouTube, on French websites, God's going to let you reach a whole new group of people. Teach them. Love you, God. Give me his information, because I know people that have one of the largest French websites that reach like 1.5 million people a month. And I'll connect him with them. They're up in Quebec, Canada. So give me all his information. Listen, everybody needs to reach out. We live in a day and hour where you can use electronic media to reach out around the world. It's amazing. Stuff we never had in 93. What an hour. What an hour to be alive. Come here. You. Mr. Carmax, come here. What do you do apart from work at Carmax? You go to school. What are you studying? Christian ministry. You feel God's calling you. Where are you from? Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Father, he feels the call. That's why he changed his studies. And I believe you speak to him, get him ready. Thank you for the preparation that's taking place in his life even now. But let there be a quickening by the hand of God. In Jesus' name. The fire of God upon you. That's it. That's it. That's the anointing right now. Go right through. Fire. Fire. The top of your head, the source. Come back out. Don't go in reverse. Come on. A breakthrough, I speak it even now by the Holy Ghost. Saturated. Saturated. Top of his head and the soles of his feet. How are you doing over here, Miss Atlanta? How are you doing? How are you doing? Sister Atlanta, how are you doing? Huh? Come here, brother. Soles of your feet, like a river, like a river. Jesus, that's it. Come here, young lady. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Jesus. Fire. Touch. Touch your Lord. Close your eyes. She came to tell me last night we have the same birthday. She met me up there. I have the same birthday as you. This lady right here, come here, sister. You, yes, looking around to find somebody else. Filch. Lord, don't kill her, just bless her. Thank you, Jesus. This lady right here, step right over here. Pilts. The top of your head and the soles of your feet. You, step right over here. Pilts. Somebody said, you pushing him over. You can see that? That's a new ministerial retractable arm. You can pick it up at Walmart for $39.95. Comes in three colors. I never touch them. This lady right here, come. Step right over here. Fire! From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Fire! Go ahead, cover yourself with the light. Come here, right here. Step right over here. Close your eyes, lift your hands. Filled right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Stick on her face. Fire. This lady over here staring at the reserve sign. Come over here. Right now, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. No more reserved. No more reserved. She was sitting there staring at this reserve sign like the letters were changing. Come here, brother. Pilled right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Now, let me just say this. If you don't want me to pray for you, don't look at me. Look away. Pick somewhere in the ceiling and just look at that. Come here, Sister Dot. Jesus. Touch Sister Dot. Thank you. Come here, both of you. Come. Bring him, bring him. That's right. Just flatten everybody en route. And we have to have a miracle service just to get them healed. Fire. Fire. Come here, bro. No, 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 no. You've done enough damage. Just bring him out the other side. Lord have mercy. He went there anyway. What do you do? Huh? North American Ceiling Solutions? Ah. Thank you, Lord. I didn't see family. And what's happening over here? Huh? Jeez. Your feet. Come here, brother. Where are you from? What'd you do? Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Fire! That's it right now. Like a river. With him? What do you do? Low voltage. You're low voltage. Technician. Lift your hands. I'm a high voltage technician. Did you know there was such a thing as a low voltage technician? Come here. Fire. Feel it. Come here. You two come out of here. Where are you from? Mexico. Where about? Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Mas. Fuego. Thank you. Gozo. Gozo. Joy. Find that lady, he's not Spanish, he's Russian. Come here. Lord, you heard his prayer. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in Jesus' name. Why did you bring a tablecloth? The rate she moves. Somebody grabbed the curtains. Jesus. Thank you, Lord 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 Jesus. There's people here tonight, you've been waiting on God, but God's actually waiting on you. It's time now. I feel like there's some people here that have been believing God. You're waiting to get all your finances in order before you obey. But it's taking longer and longer and longer. It's almost like what you think you need to do. It's not anything that you need to do. John G. Lake, before he launched the ministry, he was a millionaire in real estate. He gave everything away. Because he wanted to trust God. So the people that have don't want to go because the risk is so great. People that don't have are waiting to have. When ultimately you just need to obey. Call right now for people that God's calling into the ministry, and you felt the call, but for whatever reason you haven't. I want you to come stand right here quickly. says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. This is what I do. I recruit people, not just here and all the nations where we go. But the Bible says that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And I always tell people that you need to prepare yourself for the work that God's called you. I know Calvary Cathedral has a Bible school here, but we have one in Tampa. And if there's anybody here who would love a scholarship, I have a scholarship. We don't make any money off of our Bible school because I invest into people. So if God speaks to you, the school starts in August. And I say this, but we don't have time to play around. It's not a game. It's time to launch people to the nations of the earth. It's time to launch people even in America. And we're seeing now many that are being launched by the hand of God. So if God speaks to you, we'll make that available to you. If not, Calvary Cathedral Bible School, they have one here. Or whatever church you're from. Find out if who goes to another church. Okay, find out what the church has. If they have outlets for ministry, if they don't, you're never going to launch. I'm just telling you. If the church you go to has no outlet for ministry, the likelihood of you ever obeying will be very remote. It's just a fact. I mean, I know churches that don't want people to be released because they're going to lose members in the pews. You know, if I have to empty my congregation every 3 years to launch them to the nations of the earth, then we'll just do that. We keep winning souls anyway. Amen. I mean, understand, not everybody's going to go. We understand that. But the people that need to go, need to go. And obey God. Because if God puts something on the inside of you and you don't do something with it, then all you're going to end up being is miserable. You'll end up creating problems when you're supposed to be a blessing. Isn't that right? So just lift your hands and we're going to pray right now. Now pray this after me. Say this. I'm going to do this by way of consecration. And then I'm going to come lay my hands upon you. Just say this out loud. Say, Father, tonight I consecrate myself to your plan and to your purpose. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be. Not my will, but thine be done.
Not my will, but thine be done.
Even from this night.
Even from this night.
This Monday night.
This Monday night.
Of this special meeting.
Of this special
meeting. I lay my all on the altar.
I lay my all on the altar.
Take me, Lord.
Take me, Lord.
I want to be used of you.
I want to be used of you.
I want to hear those words on that day.
I want to hear those words on that day.
Well done.
Well done.
Thy good and faithful servant.
And
so, Father, even this night,
so Father, even this night,
I lay aside everything of the natural.
Lay aside everything of the natural.
Even this night,
even this night,
I lay aside every plan of my mind.
Lay aside every plan of my mind.
Everything that I decide to do.
Everything that I decide.
And from this night,
from this night,
I'll do only what you want me to do.
Only what you want.
And Father, I thank you for it.
Father, I thank
you. I consecrate my will.
Consecrate.
To your will.
To your will.
To your plan.
To your plan.
And to your purpose.
To your purpose.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now just lift your hands. Father, I thank you that this will be sealed in his heart, even this night. Jesus' name, let it be sealed right now. Let it be sealed right now. Let it be sealed right now. Let it be sealed right now by the hand of God. Let it be sealed right now. That's it. Let it be sealed right now. Let it be sealed right now. Let it be sealed right now. In this couple, let it be sealed. In the name of Jesus, let it be sealed. Let it be sealed, Lord. I thank you. Let it be sealed right now. Let it be sealed on that young man. Let it be sealed on this young lady. Let it be sealed right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You want to obey. Yep, that's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let it be done by your mighty hand. I thank you for a quickening by the hand of God. In Jesus' name. 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 En el nombre de Jesús. Now in Jesus' name. 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 Now. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Try to obey the Lord while you're still able. Otherwise, some might find themselves on the mission field on a walker. Finally. Try to obey God when you can. Amen. Don't wait. Don't push it off until it's too late. I'm sure God can still get a couple of months in, but when the Lord speaks, do it. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me just pray with the both of you. I heard you're on honeymoon. They're on honeymoon, and they purposed to be here this week while I was in meetings. They set it up that way. They're on honeymoon, this couple. My God, they come to my meeting on honeymoon. Fire! Lord, have mercy. Never heard of that. People came to revival on honeymoon. Can you imagine it? Isn't that amazing? So try to go while you still can. God can use you on a walker, but try to go before you get there. Jesus. Jesus. The Iranian again. Oh my God. Jesus. Jesus. Seal it right now, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Whoa. Jesus. 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 That's it. Jesus. 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 That's it. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Jesus. 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 Yeah, that's it. Jesus. 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 A quickening by the hand of God. Jesus. 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 To tonight. Tomorrow night I'm going to talk about how to increase the anointing. Ha ha ha! Don't wait till you're on a walker to obey God. Go while you can. Amen. You don't want to launch from a retirement room, you know. Amen. She's like one of those wind-up dolls. You just wind up. I got one like that back in Tampa, Florida. Like a wind-up. You just let it go. Fire. Millennium Falcon. Jesus. Like the, one of the only ones there. Where do they get the rest of the people? The morgue? My God, I thought they brought people out of the mortuary to be part of the studio audience. My Lord, have mercy. I said, why sit we up with the dead? Met a studio audience there this morning. I thought they brought them out of a mortuary. It hadn't been for him and his wife. God really touched him in a profound way this morning. Don't go get studio audience out of a mortuary. Lord. No, apparently they were staff members. My own studio audience with me tomorrow. Take a busload of people. We're glad to have Brother Rigor Mortis, his wife, Sister Rigor Mortis. and the whole Mortis family with us tonight. What are we going to do? We're going to raise the dead. That's what we're going to do. Raise the dead. You okay there, sister? Somebody get a crane. Just bring a forklift. I want to build a church where they have like this arm that comes out and just comes down and grabs the people and picks them up and brings them to the front. J45. If I can get her with the one in Tampa. Bring him here, bring the man down here, bring him here. Bring him here, bring him here. Give me a microphone. Like I always say, get a golf cart, go to the end of the parking lot, watch with binoculars. When I call for a microphone, then come. What's happening?
Well, this is my honeymoon.
Huh?
Honeymoon. This is my honeymoon.
Where are you from?
Cross Plains, Texas.
What do you do?
I'm a rancher.
You're a rancher?
Yeah.
Well, what do you have on your ranch?
A few cows.
Cows? That scripture work for you tonight?
Yeah. A lot of hogs.
A lot of hogs?
A lot of wild hogs. Yeah.
What's happening to you tonight?
Well, I just asked the Lord if I want to serve the Lord. I told him just clean.
To do a work in you?
Do a work. Yeah. Hallelujah.
And you feel that happening?
Yeah. Feel good. Lord's good. Yeah. Yeah, I came down here to get paid for it. I was at your church at 15.
You came over to Tampa?
Florida.
You did?
I did. But
Charlie only came when I threatened him.
You what?
Charlie only came over to Tampa when I threatened him.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I knew I needed healing too, so I came down here on my honeymoon.
You came down here? You also on your honeymoon?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. She's
Bring your bride here. Come down here, sister. Where are you? Come here. Yes. Lord, have mercy to come on the honeymoon. Well, have you ever heard of this? That's what the Lord's doing. Take it. Let it go right through you. So watch over him. That's what a wife does. We've seen strange things tonight. You know, people have asked me over the years, which is the best meeting that you've ever been in? Tonight. Because you can't rate the presence of God. And it's like all of them come together into one. Fire, fire, fire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ask him, what is he doing? Leave it, leave him, leave him, leave him. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. What are you doing? What are you doing? My God, now get him, Lord, get him. Yeah. Yeah, now somebody go in there and restrain him now. Fire, 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 fire. Out of there. Get him out of there. Get him out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. I know. Well, get on the telephones. Get all the people that need a touch from God and get them in here tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night. Before you know it, it's going to be Friday night. It'll be like that. How many know people that desperately need a touch from God? Do everything you can to get them in here. Who knows the preachers that desperately need a touch from the Lord? Get them in here. Amen. Well, we won't close the service. We'll just start up here tomorrow night. Amen. Sing something.